The Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If you remain standing, Pastor Paul Wilms, you'll say the invocation.
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the beautiful day we've had today and for the glorious season we're in right now. Father, we just ask that you would govern our issues. You would govern us with wisdom, knowledge, discernment, and understanding. We give you thanks and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated. I'd like to thank everyone for coming. Clerk, could you call the roll, please?
Oliver Sally Clark.
Here.
Jim Long.
Here.
Brad Ward.
Here.
Kendall Miller.
Here.
Dave Livingston.
Here.
John Spotlow.
Here.
Mayor Layferry.
Here. All right, having a quorum, if everyone had a chance to look at the minutes of September 24th, council and committee meetings. Any questions, comments, additions, or corrections?
Move to approve.
Second.
A motion and a second. All in favor to approve those, say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Clerk's report, Cindy?
Let's see, let me think here. We have a meeting on the 14th, Monday the 14th, for the Spook Trail and Downtown Christmas. We're going to have both of them together at the Visitor Center at 6:30.
14.
Yeah, on Monday. I think that's the right date. And then our free wiener roast for kids up to 15. And the Spook Trail is all taking place October 26th on a Saturday night, starting at 4:30, I think, for the wiener roast and costume contest. Witches are going to dance.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Side by side, if anybody wants to come with their side by side and hand out candy, if you don't get a lot of kids at your house, you know, we appreciate anybody that comes down, hands out candy to the kids. And then we'll be starting our downtown Christmas stuff too, selling trees after Halloween. So, I think that's it.
All right. Thanks, Cindy. Moving on, Treasurer's Report. Debbie?
Only the Treasurer's report tonight.
All right, thank you, ma'am. Mr. Collins is absent, he's excused. Engineer's Report, we have no engineer this evening. Public comments and petitions, anyone from the public wish to address this council?
I do.
Yes, if you stand, identify yourself and...
I'm Sheila, I own the G-Spot.
Thank you.
We would like to put a cap on the poker machines. We need to go. I tried to get on the agenda, but they said we couldn't unless we did the public speaking first and then do it by that. So that's what we're wanting. We would like to cap the poker machines and the liquor license, but if we could do the poker machines, that'd be great. We have 38 in town. I think that's plenty. So.
All right. Thank you very much. All right, we're going to move on here to... Is there anyone else? Oh, yeah.
What happens now?
We're all aware. We've talked about liquor licenses and number of liquor licenses. And, you know, I think, you know, we probably want to change the ordinance to put a cap on the liquor licenses. But that's up to the alderman, Will.
And I've heard several people say that's not gambling. Mm-hmm.
We'll have to put it on the agenda for next meeting. So, but they said I couldn't put it on the agenda.
I mean, it's
has to go before committee first.
Yeah, it's just
that's what I just explained to her. I talked on the phone. I said goes before committee first. Has a liquor committee, and then it'll go before. Then I have to make a decision if there's going to be any changes. Then it'll come to council for the changes and that. So
we're not sliding yet. We'll put it in.
Yeah,
it's just go through the liquor commission then.
Yeah.
Well, I mean.
Well, it's more of the poker machines than the liquor license.
Yeah.
We'd like to cap both.
I don't know that we can cap the poker machines, can we?
Yes, they did in Cuba.
Did they? Okay. I mean, how many are in town?
That's part of Becca.
How many are in town?
38.
I mean,
and everybody's
I guess, what's the difference? Out. I mean...
Like, I could get another one. The restaurant could get... We're all allowed to have six. I mean,
the pie is only so big.
Right, I agree.
So, but
what are you looking
That's capping them is part of economic development.
I mean,
it slows it down, is what part of it is.
I mean, if this is what the council wants to do, I mean, all they have to do is direct the attorney to write up the ordinance, and Bring it back to the council.
Yeah, I agree.
If you cap it, how do you decide who gets how many?
Well, the state says as a truck stop, they can get 10. As a normal bar, whatever, can get 6. So that's already capped, you know, 10 and 6. So I say we cap it now.
So what we do is count the number of bars and tell everybody else, stay the hell out of Lewiston, right?
No new ones, right.
Yeah, there you go. Stay the hell out of Lewiston. That's what we're going to tell them.
I wouldn't say
that. Did that in the paper? That's what the G-Spot wants to do is tell everybody stay the hell out of Lewiston. Okay, move on. Thank you, Doug.
First off, that's not how I said it. I just think there's just too many. I mean, 38's plenty for our small town.
I'm
not that I want everybody to stay the hell out of Lewiston by any means. I just think there's enough poker machines. Not just me.
I mean, I understand what you're saying. I understand what he's saying. I mean, why didn't you come to us at 20 or 25 or 30? Why is the magic number 38? We start off wanting new business, new business, new business, new business, and now we've got businesses fighting amongst themselves. I don't like it, but I understand what you guys are saying, but you're fighting amongst yourselves.
When I bought the bar, I had to buy that building with that liquor license because there was no way to do it population, right? Since me and him have gotten this, and probably you too, they've invented 5 other ones so we can get poker machines in town. You know, population's down by 300. All of a sudden, they're inventing them so that they can get poker machines.
Part of that's
because
the law changed too, and allowed them. You know what I mean? It went from the bars and the liquor license, and then they started allowing them. Like a game, like over
at PJ's.
Right.
Part of that.
I was unable to figure out,
you know,
why when this guy from the Mexican restaurant and the smoke shop come in here, we all come storming in here like gangbusters against them, okay? When Janice come in here 2 months ago, you didn't come storming in here like gangbusters.
Had I known, I would have fought. Had I known that she was trying to get that, I would have. That's my point.
Okay.
But that's my fault.
You also have
You're
to understand.
Absolutely correct.
We represent everybody. I represent everybody. Okay, these guys represent people in their boards. I represent 2,500 people.
But why couldn't you? Why couldn't you invent a liquor license for me or him to get?
You really want to know my idea? The only thing our liquor license does is gives you permission. Don't you think you jump through enough hoops with the state? My idea is I don't even think we need liquor licenses because you've got to jump through enough hoops with the state and let the free market handle it. But that's just me. I'm the only one that thinks that. So,
but being bound by laws, we can't. I mean, we can think that way, but we can't do it.
You can't do it because you're not willing to do it. You don't want to change. Yeah. You just want things to stay the same.
Technically, there's no. I mean, when I bought the bar, we had to buy that one and that one, and now all of a sudden there's 5 that's got other poker machines that, you know.
I understand.
I mean, that's not fair to us that had to buy this building with that liquor license.
Unfortunately,
and now there's poker machines everywhere.
Sometimes unfortunately and sometimes good. Every time you change people in the council and mayors, it seems like we tend to change some of the rules. And sometimes it's probably a good thing and sometimes maybe it's not a good thing, okay?
4 years. So within 8 years, different people changed, but he still had to buy that liquor license with that building, as did I.
I was not here when he started.
Okay, my point is there's being liquor license invented for because people want the poker machines for the revenue.
And
that shouldn't be allowed because the population is going down. When I bought it, that was the rule. That was the rule when he got it.
You too, correct?
Yes.
I agree that it's time to look at the liquor license and see.
Absolutely.
That way we know what we have because, I mean, the last time we had a liquor license go through, nobody knew who we had or how many we had or who could have what. This way everybody knows.
For the liquor store, I know it was created, and we created a new classification for Whitsitt.
Okay.
So he could get poker machines.
Because you got to have the core part of it, yes. His was just to go, so that was invented. But that's my point. I mean, they're just, you know, I mean.
That's always government's solution. Make more rules.
I know it was originally 2 of everything. Because I sat on the council at that time.
That was before poker machines, too.
2 of everything for just liquor license.
That was later
for
poker machines, too.
But, yeah, I agree it needs to look at it. And just like I said on the phone, if there is a committee meeting, you guys are welcome to come to the committee meeting. They're all open. So every meeting's open, so you're welcome to come and discuss with us everybody. I mean, all I would recommend that all businesses that have to deal with it, if they want to be here, to come and, you know, state their case. So.
Okay, and I do have one question. Okay, I know that most cities, all cities have a cap on the liquor licenses. I know with this council that they can override and give out another liquor license. Do you know if that's true in any other cities?
It has to go through resolution to override anything.
Right.
We can't just vote like tonight and say, okay, we're only going to have a new license. It has to have a resolution to change the ordinance. Now, if there is a liquor license available, yeah, we can vote. All it has to be is a recommendation.
I don't think we have a number.
There's no, yeah. Right, there's no number.
There used to be, but I think since I've been there, there's not like a cap number. Three bar license, three package liquor, there's not that. Some cities do.
Yeah, I think there still is on, because that's why we couldn't give the liquor license to because there wasn't one there.
There isn't. Is it packaged in or is it?
We can create licenses.
I think it's kind of like there is a cap, but you guys can vote to create, another one.
I haven't seen the cap, but I've seen this.
I thought the women were going package, but as far as a restaurant, one liquor in there.
Yeah, and there are certain ones have a cap.
That's the reason why we need to look at it.
Yeah. But I think so the cap is on.
But the way Nathan explained it was,
you
can vote and add another one if you want to.
Yeah.
With the resolution.
I didn't know if there was four liquor, bar liquor license. Yeah. I don't think that was a cap. I'm just using that.
When I bought the bar 12 years ago, the cap was the population, per se. That's why we had to do it that way. Also, when he bought it.
Yeah, it was on population. It was by.
Now there's.
There were going to be a new license every 1,000 people. So.
Mm-hmm. Is that in the ordinance?
It was in the ordinance. I don't know if it's still there or not.
I think it's in there now.
So, I know it was in there.
It depends on what. I mean, whether you come here wanting new businesses or whether you come here wanting limits on poker machines, that's all how this ordinance thing works.
Because there was like a main
It got changed ordinance. Due to the last complaint.
We don't care about the businesses.
But that's what it's doing. That's what it's doing.
Okay.
That's what it's doing. I mean, like I said, I state my opinion. I say let the free market handle it, but I'm the only one. So.
I'm not the only one. I hate to agree with you very often, but I will sometimes.
I'm sorry. All right, we're going to move on. Anybody else in the public? No? Okay. All right, moving on. Finance, Insurance, and Zoning Committee. Alderwoman Sally Clark.
I have nothing to report at this time, but we are going to have a finance meeting. On Monday, forgot the date.
21st.
Huh?
21st at
11. 21st at 11, so we will be having that. Thanks, John.
I just got a cold day, so I resigned it.
All right.
And that's all I have to say.
All right, thank you, ma'am. Sewer, Alderman John Spallow.
The back truck's still in shop, still trying to figure out what's wrong with it. Evan said on the 21st and 22nd of this month, they'll be doing sewer work on West Avenue E in South Madison. It'll be down to one lane traffic. So it sounds like a pretty big project they're going to be doing there.
West Avenue C or E?
It's West Avenue E in South Madison.
Okay.
I know they're waiting to find the software for the transmission computer. On that old truck, it's old enough to take.
Yeah,
they have to figure out where they're going to find it or not. We need to jack the radiator cap up and back something under because it's pretty well seen its days, but
costly.
A lot of money. Yeah, we're back to a lot of money.
All right. Thank you, John. Streets and Alleys, Alderman Dave Livingston.
I have nothing. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
I have something.
All right. Yes.
Okay.
I had a citizen approach me, and they are tearing that house down that burnt over yonder across from Jerry Boehner's. And
hated wanting to know if the city was going to put yellow tape around the hole where the basement was. And I said, well, I don't know, but I would ask.
I don't know why that would be the city's property.
That should be the responsibility of the people that own the place.
Yeah.
And they're probably not going to do it.
I doubt it. Yeah. Okay. I told him I didn't think it was our responsibility, but I sure would ask.
No. All right. But we can... We can force the hand because we have to sign off on the insurance check.
Yeah. But it's not even all the way cleaned up yet.
Thank you, John.
I have one question on that. The guy from the State Board of Elections came today to do the inspections of the polling places to see if they're ADA compliant. St. James Episcopal Church has a curb there. He didn't say anything, but he looked at it kind of funny. Is that the church's responsibility or the city's responsibility in case there has to be an opening there for wheelchair accessibility?
They don't have one from the front parking lot there?
Well, everyone, when they come, because you go in the back door to vote, so that's where everybody pulls up there. That's something you can think about. I wanted to bring that up.
Yeah, man.
St. James Episcopal Church.
Normally, like if you were at your house and needed a curb entrance or running a business, it would be that person's responsibility. I'm not sure this is exactly the same thing,
okay.
So I really don't know. But normally, it's the person's responsibility that needs it.
So in other words, you're saying it's the church's responsibility.
Yeah.
Okay.
Normally. But there's exceptions to everything. I mean, the city could decide, because it's a polling place, we'll go put it in, or, you know.
Okay.
We'll have a look at it.
Yeah.
What's going on.
He didn't say anything, but he gave a funny look, so I wanted to just in case.
I'm not telling you, you brought it up.
Oh, thanks.
All right. If we have nothing else, we'll move on. Police and ESMA, Alderman Brad Ward.
I have nothing to report.
Thanks, sir. Water, Alderman Kendall Miller.
I have nothing at this time.
All right. Utilities, publications, public buildings and grounds, Alderman Jim Long.
You have nothing.
All right. Tourism, Mr. Miller.
As everybody knows, we had Scenic Drive was going on in the county, and Fall Fest was going on in Lewistown. I talked to a local business owner that had a record set as far as people and money and everything else, that which was great. I know downtown was totally packed for, and the park, that's where I was at, so that's why I'm saying downtown was packed. I don't know how the rest of the community did, but I hope everybody done well, and hope everybody does well this weekend. I know one thing there is, if you could make it to the park this coming weekend, we have two bands, one Saturday and one Sunday, so it was a nice addition to the Fall Festival to have the music. So.
It sure did look nice looking up and see all the people there.
Yeah, plus don't miss the witch dance.
Yeah, the witch dance. That
it was
right.
When it went off at 10 o'clock. It went off at two times. It went off at 10 o'clock. And it had a pretty good crowd. It was a kind of a shock to everybody. A lot of people trying to figure out what was going on. But then the phone hits. Everybody, 2 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 2 o'clock. And so everybody was in the park at 2 o'clock, which was good.
Yes.
And that. But if you can make that. Anyway, that's all I have under tourism.
All right. Thank you, Kendall. Moving on, TIF, Alderman John Spotlow. Thank you, sir. Citizens Committee, Amanda. Anybody hear
anything? I haven't heard anything. I don't know if he's invited or not. He's sick.
Yeah, Levi's sick, so he... All right, Christmas Committee, I haven't seen anything. Kenny, do you have anything? Just
we're having that meeting on the 14th.
All right.
I think he got the trees ordered. The Christmas trees. Thank you, Tommy.
That is at the visitor center?
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
6:30.
All right. Moving on, is anyone here for the Economic Development Committee? I didn't see Aaron. No?
I got something real quick. I don't want to dwell on it, but Would it do the council any good to try to figure out what Casey's is going to do and encourage them to maybe see how things would go before they just shut down both facilities? We've heard rumors both ways, and I didn't, you know, I'd hate to see Casey's North get shut down with the amount of traffic and everything in the high school and everything that's out there.
Can I add something to that? I spoke to the guy from corporate. He was here at that meeting. And he said there are no plans to close Casey's North. And that's a guy from Casey's corporate. There's too much business up there for both stores.
Well, that's because I thought the one down here got downsized from what it looked like, because it was supposed to be for trucks and all that, and there's no way. So, but
there we go. Well, I asked someone in Casey's management. They said they have no plans on closing North because of the high school.
See, that's what. But then you talk to some of the employees, and they all say, "Yeah, they're closing."
The employees tell me they've been told they're closing them both.
That's what.
And they're combining them both. I mean.
Now, when I talked to the contractor, he said they said initially plan on tearing down both of them, and then he said, "Well, just plan on tearing down one for now."
So. Actually, even the two beer vendors, there's one GN and there's one Euclid. So one of the hired bosses from Euclid, he was doing a reshuffle at my store. So even he told me they had a corporate meeting with Casey's, and even they were told they are closing both. Mm. That might be something
to my husband. My employees maybe don't know what you're talking about.
I'm telling you, Mr. Green will dictate which one of those stores stay open. Money. Mm-hmm. They're making money, they'll stay open. If they're not, they won't. You can talk all you want, but that's the bottom line.
Yeah, that's all based on money.
No truck traffic everywhere.
If you think they care about kids going across the street to eat from school, they don't. Unless their pockets are full of money. So. Anyway, all right, anything else?
No.
Moving on, Evan's gone. I spoke with him on the phone. Everything seems to be going well. Okay. Moving on, we don't have any unfinished business. The only new business we have is the Snediger Risk Management Insurance Renewal. Anyone want to talk about insurance? It'd be surprising if they did.
That's a bad subject.
Yeah.
Yep. They have it itemized very well.
You could buckle it, you could sell it as a senator, couldn't you?
What's the bottom line, the premium? $23,391?
No, $109. That's for work comp.
Oh, that's just for work comp.
On the front it says it's going up 13%, which you said is actually very good.
Oh, that's what they're going to take.
Just kind of towards the back. And I guess there was a question about sales tax coverage.
Yeah.
That I think we discussed last year.
Yeah, I think we declined that.
So he had just thrown in how much that was there, it looks like.
I'll move to approve.
I'll second that motion.
All right. Any more discussion? We have a motion and a second. We get a roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark. Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
Aye.
John Spotlow?
Aye.
All right, motion carries. Insurance will stay the same. Moving on, everybody had a chance to look at the bills.
I move that all bills properly endorsed be paid.
I second it.
We have a motion and a second to pay the bills. A roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
Aye.
John Spotlow?
Aye.
All right, motion carries. Bills are paid. Anyone need to go to closed session? No closed session.
Motion adjourned.
All right, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you all for coming. May God bless you all.